Today, some folks just want to argue, but you can't argue with a changed life. A testimony today is what we hear on the broadcast. The Encouraging Word. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today, he's going to introduce you and me to a wonderful friend whose life has been changed by Jesus Christ. That's coming up in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, as we begin, we're available for you. We're connecting online, keyboard to keyboard, at tewonline.org. It's a great place where you can find some of the wonderful free resources that are available to you right now at tewonline.org, or give us a call. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you and for you, maybe connect you with some of those resources. Now let's open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
Our God and our Father, we humble ourselves in your presence today. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're our heavenly Father, and there is none like unto thee. And Lord, as we come today, we want to give you all the praise and all the glory. For we have no Father that can compare to you, our Heavenly Father. But we thank you for the privilege that we have of being earthly fathers. Lord, I know how deeply grateful I am for my own dad, my own father, who is with you in heaven today, and how much I thank you for him. And how much I thank you for my father-in-law, Bumper, for what he means to me and for his life and testimony. And each one of us in this place give you thanks for our fathers today, many of whom are in heaven. Lord, I'm so aware that there are so many of our family together that today give you thanks for dads, so many of whom have already gone into your presence, the legacy that they've left behind and the sweet savor of their presence and the things that we have learned from them that they've passed on to us. And then for our dads who are very much present today, for our young fathers who just are beginning to learn what it means to be a Christian dad. And Lord, with all the issues of life, bringing up children, sons and daughters, being husbands, interacting in this life, for our grandfathers, Lord, that we love so very much, who mean so much to us. So Lord, our prayer today is that you would bless each one. And we just want you to know how grateful we are today. And for those of us who are dads and granddads, that Lord, we would become more like you every day. This is a grand experience to gather like this. People everywhere worshiping you, and through the Encouraging Word broadcast across the nation as we gather together. Lord, this is a unique moment. And Lord, while we anticipate fully coming together, regathering in worship, we want worship to lead. And that begins today as it was yesterday. We want everything to find its heart in our worship of you. Lord, I'm praying for us as a people, for this wonderful church family. Lord, I know how much I think, as we all do, of the master planning that we do as a congregation. As we think about buildings and brick and mortar and properties and expansion and contraction. But Lord, really, it comes down to worship. Lord, every time in the Bible, people faced tomorrow, you called your people to worship. I want to pray for someone today who's distracted. I want to pray right now for that man, that lady, that young person whose mind understandably is just filled with everything, because life brings everything to us, from birthday parties to the births of our sons and daughters, to the financial issues we face, to so many of our people going through deep waters, to the loss of loved ones, to tragedies, to late nights and a lack of sleep. We all there, Lord, I'm there, all of us. I'm going to pray right now that the Spirit of God would come down upon this place. Lord, that we would worship you. Because when we worship you, our eyes are focused on you. From whence cometh our help? You show us. Lord, we don't want to be a people who follow after anything except following hard after God. So right now, speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. I want you to just watch and listen to a testimony from a dad, a father, and a grandfather whom I love very much. Just listen to Frank Sestere's testimony.
Every time I say my prayers, every time I say the blessing, one of the first things I do is thank the Lord for the great outdoors. Because I do enjoy my hunting and fishing. And I have an 11-year-old grandson now who probably enjoys it as much as I do. And I need to be a good positive influence in his life. And we do talk, because if you deer hunt, you will sit in the stand for hours watching. And there's not always a lot of action. So there's time for me to talk to him and tell him my story. I attended church as a little boy and did Bible school as a little boy. And I always felt like I was doing the right things, but there was something missing in my heart, in my life, that I needed. And that night, March 6, 2015, I found it. It spoke to me. I had always wanted the good Lord to show me a miracle, a sign, you know, a bolt of lightning, you know. But instead of him hitting me in the head with a hammer, he actually hit my heart with the Holy Spirit. And the night that that happened, I knew that it was time for me to stand up, be recognized, and be baptized. And I was at a wildlife game dinner. I was lucky to have a speaker of Hank Parker, professional bass fisherman, who has a wonderful salvation story of his own. And that is what really touched me that night. I got there late. I took my wife along. There were probably 300 men there, maybe 10 women. We were looking for a seat. We kept moving to the front. When I sat down, I was actually sitting at Hank Parker's table and didn't even know it. When the decision time came, there were papers there for us to fill out. And I checked that I was ready to join the church. My wife sitting beside me, she thinks I have checked the paper wrong, that was not what I was going to do, but she did not say anything. When Seth counted from 3 to 1 and asked everyone to stand up that had made a decision, I stood. I was ready. It was time. And I felt it in my heart like I've never felt it before. I had always heard Don Wilton talk about use the phrase, when you know that you know that you know. And it never really sank into me like it should have. But as soon as I heard that again, when you know that you know that you know, I knew. I knew that my Lord and Savior was Jesus Christ without any doubt. After I made my salvation statement that night, all of a sudden, I began to want to get more involved in my life group, my class. I had always been one who sat and watched and attended. I started doing prayer cards. I started taking roll. I spoke some at the start of class. I did my testimony for them. That was some of the stuff that I had never done before that I started doing, and I still do it to this day. One thing in particular that happened for me, I went to my mother and father's grave, and I told them what their son had done, that he had given his heart to the Lord. And that was really special for me to be able to do that. And I hope that in some way, a man of my age doing this will reach out to other people who have been stammering, holding back. I would like for it to affect somebody along the way, just like what happened to me. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this, and I really love sharing my story.
What a powerful story of a life changed by Jesus Christ. Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's message from Dr. Wilton in just a few moments. But I pray that you realize there is power in your word of testimony as well. When's the last time you shared your story with someone? I know Dr. Don challenges me on that often. When's the last time we at least tried? I pray that you and I would understand that sometimes we may not know all the right verses in all the right ways to, but if we just share what God's done in our life, God and His Spirit will do the rest. That's a gentle challenge. And maybe if you're anxious about that, want somebody to pray with you about that, call us. Our prayer line's available right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Steve, I'd like you to come up here and get ready for our invitation hymn. And you might need to just stand here for a little bit, because I want to tell you something today. I want to share this with you, because both Steve and I, we both dads, and incidentally, he's a brand new grandfather again. And just this past week, and how much we're celebrating with Steve. But we identify, I really identify with Frank. Being a father is a great joy, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is.
It's a great joy. And it's not easy. You know, I say this and I don't mean to, I know it sounds funny, but it is. I mean, apart from me, I'm about the only perfect dad that I've ever met. And I just want you, did you hear that, Steve? Dads make mistakes. And there are dads that I know, including myself. When you look at your life as a father, and you think of the you think of the number of times that you disappoint your wife, your children, you're not there. You do foolish things. You fall into sin. You battle. And, you know, where would we be without our wives and our sons and our daughters who are there for us? And dads are interesting people. We battle with life's journey because as men, we have an outer and we have an inner, and making a very general statement, we men tend not to wear our emotions outwardly. We kind of swallow stuff. And sometimes our families don't see it like that. And those that we love most of all, we're not the best communicators. We don't talk. And sometimes we talk before we think. And sometimes we say hurtful things. And then a lot of us have been through wars and rumors of wars and are in a dog-eat-dog world. A lot of dads go to the office in the morning, and they're in a dog-eat-dog world. The workforce out there, I'm just speaking about dads, because this happens to a lot of ladies too, but just right now, just dads. Dads many times will go and they're on those planes and they're in that office and they're listening to the language and the issues, and they balancing books, and they trying to make a living, and they get home at 6 o'clock at night, and there's the family, and the mother, the wife, if in this case she's been working just as hard, if not 25 times harder, and man persona battles to say, well, okay, now it's also my turn. And clashes come in, and conflicts arrive, don't they, Steve? That's why I'm going to ask some of you men today to get up out of your seat, like Frank did, and give your heart to Jesus. And in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 6, this is all I want to say to you today. A group of men gathered around Jesus. Now, I tell you, if we could break down these men, Steve, you and I would be there. If we could understand and really take a look into the lives of these disciples, they were called. They were quite a bunch. And some of them were not nice people, I don't think. And they were asking Jesus, what is it that we need to do? And in the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, Jesus said it all. He said, here's what you men need to do. Now, he was talking to all believers. He said, this is where you begin. Our Father who art in heaven. My heavenly Father. So this has got nothing to do with fathers, but God has put in my heart, I'm asking us to really do what we're doing now. Let's let worship lead, because it's about our Heavenly Father. And dads, that's where you and I have got to begin. That's what happened to Frank Sustair. I've known Frank for years. I love the man. You can't help not love Frank. Man who married way over his head. I mean, his wife, Sheila, puts him so far in the shade, you can't even see him, and he's a giant. I mean, they're not even in the same league. I better change the subject here. And Frank is the most lovable, likable man you can possibly, friendly, gracious, but there was something missing in his life. It was Jesus. He has a man who is front and center, not out there, in this church. Did you get that? In this church. And Jesus essentially was missing. Jesus said to these men, our Father who art in heaven. Why? Because our Heavenly Father is uniquely present. He's always there, Steve. Now, I'm going to come as close to saying this, which is not exactly, but Steve hasn't even seen his latest grandson, and I've instructed Steve, I said, Busso, you get in your motor car, drive to Indianapolis, you need to see your grandson. You going to do it?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Just checking. Right? He has to get into his motor car, drive all the way to Indiana, which is like going to a foreign country, to go and visit. Did you know Jesus said, our Heavenly Father, because our Heavenly Father's always present. You don't even have to get in your motor car to go to Indiana. He's here now, and He wants to live in you. He's uniquely creator. He made everything. There's nothing in this world that's outside of Him. He is uniquely designer. Do you know He made Frank Sestere? He made you. He made me uniquely. Do you know how unique we all are? Just think of male and female. Just think of boys and girls. Think of us, each one of us. Think of all the dads, how different and unique we all are. And the Bible said God, Steve, made us. That precious little grandson, Samuel, uniquely knit, intricately. He's uniquely holy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's uniquely holy. He is uniquely long-suffering. Gosh, am I glad about that. Do you know that God has put up with me? Frank Sestere was an adult man and a grandfather when he gave his heart to Jesus at a wild game dinner in this church in 2015. Do you know how long God put up with him? He's long-suffering. I'm just going to ask anybody, don't stand or anything. Is there anybody here today that has disappointed your family? Excuse me. Is there any father here today who hasn't done it right? He's long-suffering. Is there any dad here today who's saying, gosh, if I could just wind the clock back? You can. Because He's long-suffering. And He is uniquely loving. Now, Steve, that is a poem. When you get to see Samuel Pierce, those tears are going to flow because they already have, and you've seen a lot of pictures. I know you, man. You actually a big crybaby. Do you know that? You're such a softy, man. You need to get a life. You need to start acting like a real man.
I need a hug.
Now? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, I look around, think of my dad and Bumper. I look around here. There are some dads here. And I know I'm going to. There are dads here today. Mr. Grady, do you know what? 1 minute with you totally replenishes my whole life's cup. 1 minute with you, Mr. Jeffords, Mr. Bill Jeffords, I love you so much, sir. 1 minute with you. I walked over there, gave you a handshake this morning. That's it. Howard, 1 minute with you, sir. Just 1 minute. Just does it. I mean, I could go around this room. Jerry Miller, 1 minute with you, sir, does something for me. Paul, 1 minute with you, does something. You came up and talked to me the other day about our announcements and everything. You said one word to me, it was like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's uniquely loving. Why? Because He redeems us. That word there means He saves us. Look what He did to Frank. He reconciles us. Hundreds of us dads need reconciliation. Beginning with ourselves. Do you know what the biggest fallout of being a dad is? Is trying to reconcile yourself with yourself. And God does that. But He does it most of all in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He brings us back into a full and complete relationship with God through Jesus. And He reigns. He's loving because he reigns. He's always on his throne.
Oh, what a powerful message today from Dr. Don Wilton and the testimony from Frank. As we think about this phrase Dr. Don just left with us, he is loving because he reigns. He's always on his throne. It makes me think of the throne of my own life, the throne of my own heart. Is God on the throne of your life? Sometimes I know in my own life, even though I know Jesus Christ, I have moved him out of the way and made him a consultant to my decisions instead of asking him to lead me and guide me and direct me. You know, we're in this long run, like a long distance runner. It's not a dash, it's a long distance run. Are we committed to say yes to God? And not just after he lays it out and we go, oh, that's a wonderful option, let me follow you. But instead, are we ready to say, okay, God, I trust you. I accept you. I want to follow you no matter what. It starts with one simple step. I pray that you take a moment and listen to these next 60 seconds from Dr. Don Wilton about perhaps the most important decision you can make today.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that he died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus. And I give him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ.
If the Lord has stirred your heart, I pray that you would realize there is joy in letting someone know, letting us know. We would love to pray with you and for you, put some wonderful resources, free resources in your hands as you've given your life to Jesus Christ. So call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. And speaking of typing, if you're going to be online, let Dr. Don know how God is using this ministry in your life. You can email him, don@tewonline.org. That's Don, D-O-N, at tewonline.org. He would love to hear from you.
It's so easy to think that no one cares about what you're going through. In times of discouragement or trouble, it's hard to know who to trust and where to turn. You can turn to us. Day or night, 24/7, we are here for you. We want to pray for you. It doesn't matter what it is you are battling. We can help you lay it at the feet of Jesus and believe with you for what you are needing. Call us, write this number down, and share it with others. We're not a recording. We are real people that care. If you need someone to pray for you or to pray for you for someone else, call us 866-899-WORD. All prayer requests remain confidential. Thank you for listening to the Encouraging Word today.
Our time's gone for today, but oh, tomorrow another great message from Dr. Don Wilton. It's Nineveh's story. We'll gather together at the same time. I hope you'll join us then. Between now and then, we can stay connected online at tewonline.org. And as both Dr. Don and Liz mentioned, prayer is the foundational muscle behind all of our ministry. We'd love to pray with you and for you at 866-899-9673.